Hallmark Media. A girl sits in a classroom molding a muscular man from clay. Title: Made for Each Other. The teacher crouches at her side.
That's wonderful, Rachel. Who are you making?
My husband.
That's incredible. What's he like?
Well, he's my best friend and he's always kind. And he knows I hate spiders. And he cooks all my favorite foods. He's perfect.
He sounds perfect. Do you want me to talk to your mom about getting you into some art classes?
Rachel nods and beams at her creation. Then, adult Rachel sits with a lump of clay in a sculpture studio.
Yeah. Nothing is ever perfect, is it? There's always something that ruins everything, then I'm back to square one.
She pats the clay.
I got nothing. I suppose you have any ideas.
She glances at a male sculpture.
Sorry for bending again. You're just so easy to talk to.
The sculpture gazes blankly.
Ooh. What have we got here?
A dating app.
Oh, like skydiving. Cool. Vegetarian, healthy, makes a mean cheeseburger. Seems a bit contradictory. Not looking for anything serious. Oh, it's kind of a relief, actually.
Rachel! Honey, are you in there?
Mom? What are you doing here?
Surprise, surprise!
Oh, love.
Hi.
Hi.
I was in the neighborhood.
Right, Mom, it's not a good time. I'm in the middle of something, so...
Oh, well, Ethel says that you haven't called her son back yet, and he said the date went very well. I was worried. I hadn't heard from you.
Yeah, well, if you must know, he showed up 20 minutes late and did something very offensive.
No, what did he do?
Ordered for me. And not even something good. A beet salad.
Well, you know how these investment bankers can be, so he was a little bit late. But I think he took initiative by ordering you something healthy.
Right.
Besides, when was the last time you had a root vegetable? You know, Ethel was very upset with me.
Mom, how about you stop setting me up with your friends' sons, and then your friends will stop being upset with you.
Yeah, but you are just being so unreasonable. Honey, nobody's perfect. And you're not getting any younger.
There it is. All right, Mom. You know, I have a class in 5 minutes, so I'm gonna need you to...
Are you making a new piece?
Nope.
What? When do I get to see it? What are you
Mom,
doing?
I'll call you later, okay?
Okay.
Bye.
Rachel supervises students in the sculpting studio.
Wow, beautiful, Mia. You know, this one might give you a deeper groove right through there. Try it. Thanks.
She hands the girl a tule.
All right. Good work today, everyone. I will see you all tonight at the showcase. Now don't be shy. Please invite your friends, your family. You've worked hard. Your creations deserve to be recognized.
At the showcase venue, Rachel strolls past rows of sculptures with her hands in the pockets of her overalls. She pauses before an empty pedestal. Its tag reads, Rachel Becker, Instructor. She furtively removes the tag. Later, Rachel addresses the patrons of the showcase, now wearing a dress with a bold folky floral print and her dark hair down in curls.
May I have your attention, please?
Hi. I'm Rachel Becker. I'm one of the instructors here. I wanted to thank you all for coming tonight to our student showcase. These dedicated artists have spent weeks of their lives for this one short moment where they get to share a part of themselves and the way they see the world with you. And I could not be more proud of all of them.
Oh, hold on a sec, hold on. Hi, I just wanted to ask you, are you going to be showing any of your own pieces here tonight?
Mom, what are you doing here?
She is so talented, you have no idea. I mean, her sculptures, it's like they are magic. They're just like, they're so real. And you students, you have no idea just how very, very lucky you are to have her as your teacher.
I assure you, I am the lucky one. And no, I will not be showing a piece tonight.
Oh, come on. Just bring out one thing. Show everyone what you can do.
Okay, that's it for speeches. Please donate to the school, and thank you. Mom, what are you doing here?
Well, I just saw your poster when I stopped by earlier. Why didn't you tell us?
Us?
I paid for the parking and the machine ate my card.
No.
Yeah, again.
You guys, the poster said it's a student showcase. What are you doing here?
Well, we're here now and we were hoping you might showcase a piece here too.
And why would I do that, Ruth?
Well, because I thought you were building something new.
I told them you wouldn't, but they insisted.
Okay, listen to me. It has been so long since those horrible reviews. You need to start putting yourself out there and not just with your art.
Wow. Well, where's Ben? Couldn't make it to the ambush?
Oh, I would never miss the Becker family ambush. Hey. I hope you don't mind. David's tagging along. We're going to go see his show later.
That is a lie. I never miss an art student showcase. Ben's actually tagging along with me.
David's actually really funny. You should come to his show later,
Rachel. Well, that's very sweet, but I have a feeling Rachel will be having some plans later.
What? What plans? What have you done?
Nothing.
Rachel folds her arms.
You're up to something.
You'll thank me later, Andrew!
Oh, hi, everyone. Judith, thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, of course. Everyone, this is Andrew. Oh, no, wait a minute. Excuse me. Dr. Paff. This is Andrea's son. Gotcha. He's a cardiologist. Mm-hmm. He knows a thing or two about the heart.
So that's funny. Can I steal that joke?
He's new to the city, so I thought I would invite him to your show. I do hope that's okay.
Again, it's not my show. But nice to meet you.
You too.
Mom, a word?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Rachel drags Judith aside.
Mom, I told you to stop setting me up.
I know, but look at him. And he does very well for himself. Rachel? Why don't you show, Andrew? Oh, I'm sorry, that would be Dr. Paff calling Dr. Paff.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, good.
You know, your mother's not entirely wrong. I do understand matters of the heart.
Rachel hides a laugh behind her hand. Andrew stares.
Oh, you're serious. Follow me, Doc.
Rachel turns away unsmiling. Andrew grins and shrugs at her family and follows her.
This is actually one of my favorite pieces. Look at the detail.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question without being offensive?
You can try.
How is this art?
A sculpture of a hamburger.
This artist was never allowed to eat fast food as a kid, so she developed this kind of obsession with it, doing anything she could to get her hands on it. To her, a burger and fries was the epitome of decadence. She literally put it on a pedestal. It's amazing how something one person might take for granted can mean the world to someone else.
She never heard of an apple?
Rachel presses her eyes closed. Ben watches.
Well, I think it's going really well.
I can feel the heat from here.
I'm not sure what you're looking at.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Yes.
Rachel rubs her neck and leaves Andrew.
What just happened? Why is the good doctor leaving?
Because I asked him to.
Why? He's such a catch.
He's a specialist.
Well, let him specialize in someone else.
Honey, your sister's getting married very soon. Wouldn't it be nice if you could have someone to escort you?
I'm not sure that Rachel needs to start going out with someone she doesn't like just so she can have a date for the wedding.
I am not trying to set her up for a night. I'm trying to help her set herself up for life. She needs to be happy and loved.
Rachel is very particular, you know that. It has to be the right person at the right time.
Enough! I know you mean well, but you have got to stop with the setups and let me figure this out on my own, or I swear to you, I will adopt 1,000 cats and never leave my apartment again. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Wow. That was such a personal moment to have it right in front of me. I feel like I'm part of the family now.
Rachel grins.
You know, David, I bet you're actually pretty funny. And I would have really liked to come to your show tonight, but I'm gonna go home because I suddenly have a headache.
Rachel shoots a glare at her family and David, then turns and leaves.
Are we still going for Chinese?
The lights of the city glow in the chilly night air. Rachel strides down a sidewalk piled with grimy snow. A taxi passes her and the woman in the back seat calls out.
Hey, Rachel!
Hey!
Hold on! Me, Saeed! You guys are the best! And I'll see you at Burning Man.
Wild night.
Oh, well, it's a full moon. There's a storm brewing, and I couldn't waste it sitting home at night.
It's not supposed to storm, Doris.
Oh, yes, yes, the elbow never lies. Hey, what happened with the showcase?
Oh, well, my entire family tried to ambush me and set me up with a doctor.
Again with a doctor?
Yeah. Any chance you're up for a drink and a kvetch?
Drinking and kvetching, two of my favorite hobbies. I've got a nice box of wine, too.
You know, I've never seen my parents fight.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that has not been my experience.
They always got along. Made it look easy. I grew up with that, so I know it's possible.
That sounds pretty impossible to me, but I'm a skeptic.
Nope. I just haven't found it yet. I've dated great guys before, but they always end up disappointing me. Something's always missing. I wish I could just date Clay.
Oh, who's Clay?
He's a sculptor I've been working on for a while.
Uh-huh. So you want to date a sculpture?
No, Doris. I'm kidding. But I have been experimenting with hyperrealism. I took the best parts of every man I could think of. Couldn't find a perfect boyfriend, so I made one.
Doris leans forward.
I think I need to see this thing right now.
David.
Families are fun, right? A constant struggle between smothering love and crushing disappointment. Now, my family, of course, wanted me to be a doctor, but I rebelled against that Jewish stereotype and became a lawyer. Then I decided to try comedy, and who really crossed a line? They haven't returned my calls in a year. Ah, yeah. Thank you so much, everybody. My name is David Cohen. That's my time.
Beth and Ben sit at the bar.
The bar is sticky. I'm going to go wash my hands.
Okay.
All right, let's keep it going for David Cohen.
Ben high-fives David.
Buddy, thank you so much for coming. I know you're crazy busy with all this wedding stuff.
Oh, come on, please. That was funny.
Good. Really?
And let me tell you, it's nice to talk about something other than peonies.
Orchids, hydrangeas. Mm. Ugh, jasmine, tulips, roses, philodendron. Hi, love. I was just saying how you make looking at centerpieces for hours and hours on end seem like mere seconds, really.
Nice try. What about you, David? Hmm. Are you looking for someone to pick out flower arrangements with?
Nope.
Why not?
Well, I am, I'm just focused on the work. Well, this is my time to get good, and I can't get good if I'm arranging carnations and calla lilies.
You don't have to choose between love and comedy.
This makes me happy. Stand-up makes me happy. And I'm finally getting good at it. I don't know if I just focus on it, I could build a real career.
But that could take years. You're not even gonna try to date anyone?
That's right.
You know, I think under the right light, in leap year, Mercury is in retrograde, he'd really hit it off with Rachel.
Are you done? I just hope you laugh that hard when I'm on stage. I mean, tell me how you really feel about it, Ruthie.
Sorry. It's not you, it's her. I love my sister, but she's...
Oh, impossible.
Picky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Her ideal man is a complete fantasy. Basically, if you're human, you don't stand a chance.
Doris admires the strapping male sculpture.
I mean, you weren't kidding. I date him. What'd you decide to make him... life size?
No, no, no. I guess I just want him to make him feel as real as possible.
So let me ask you, describe your perfect man.
I don't know. Kind, mm-hmm. smart, mm-hmm. loyal, mm-hmm. dedicated. Someone I could bring home to my mother.
Really?
Hopeless romantic, mm-hmm. always on the same page, no conflicts. A best friend.
I'm still going.
Just perfect.
That's a lot to ask for in a human man.
Tell me about it.
Doris grins.
All right, come on, Doris, spit it out. What?
Well, my bubby used to tell me about the legend of the golem. Did you ever hear about it?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, really? It's Jewish folklore. Hundreds of years ago, rabbis would create sculptures of men made of clay. And they would bring them to life to defend their communities and, you know, generally tidy up around the house.
A sculpture that does dishes. A girl can dream.
Hey, do you want to see something cool?
Am I going to regret this in the morning?
Well, probably, but you'll get used to it.
Doris hands Rachel an amulet.
Oh, wow, Doris. This looks like it's hundreds of years old.
It is. It's an amulet. And according to my bubby, it could bring a golem to life.
And why are you carrying this around with you?
I carry a lot of things around with me. Who knows where I'll end up?
Mm-hmm.
We should put it around its neck just to see if she's right.
Doris.
What? It's not gonna work anyway.
So why do it?
It'll be like a manifestation exercise. You know, you think of your ideal man and then you put it around its neck and the universe brings you your ideal man.
Rachel tilts her head.
What do you got to lose? It would take you longer to put together a dating profile.
Doris pumps her fists in encouragement.
Good.
Rachel stands.
Fine.
Rachel climbs a step stoolie. She gestures to show Doris the amulet before fastening it around Clay's sinewy neck.
All right, now, you know, concentrate.
Oh, manifest.
Right. Yes. Concentrate.
Rachel clasps her hands and studies Clay's face.
It winked.
No.
It winked. It winked at me.
It did not.
It winked. It's alive.
You're terrible. Oh, well, we tried.
Yeah, we tried.
See, storm outside. Told you the elbow never lies.
Right.
Let's go find the last call somewhere.
Okay, yeah. Or we could go home.
Yeah, we could.
Doris takes one last look at Clay standing proudly with the amulet, a circular green stone with the Star of David. In a spacious apartment, a dark-haired man jams on a flute with his back to the door. David enters.
Parker!
Parker turns.
How many times did I tell you not to interrupt me when I'm in the zone?
Oh, sorry for coming back to my house.
No, it's okay. No, enough about me. How was your show?
Yeah, it was good. I got some laughs. How about you? Did you get to chapter 15 of the LSAT book?
Man, chapter? Schmapter, I'm all about the lick and riff. But can't you dig it, man?
Dig this, man. Your mom is depending on me to help you with that book. It's the whole reason you get to live here, in New York City.
Well, why do you get to quit being a lawyer, but I have to go to law school?
That is a really good question.
Thank you.
I will redirect to your mother, my sister. Good luck with that. Are we clear?
You tell me.
Parker backs out of the room with a flute to his lips. David rolls his eyes, hands on his hips. Rachel enters her living room in a robe.
Hello? Hello? Is somebody there?
There we go.
Mom? Wow. So glad to see we've established healthy boundaries.
Are you just waking up?
I gave you a key for emergencies.
Well, this is an emergency. You're not eating, so I made you a kugel.
Mom, I'm eating. You could have just called.
Who calls? Besides, I happen to have been out in the neighborhood.
With a kugel?
Listen, I'm going to be putting you at the singles table at the wedding, but don't you get mad at me.
What? I thought I was sitting with you and Daddy.
Yeah, we've had to move some things around. We've got people coming in from out of state, and besides, I found out that there's going to be at least 4 very desirable men at that table.
Oh my gosh, well, that is perfect, because what I really wanted was to go on a quadruple blind date at my sister's wedding.
Well, I don't know what you want from me. I don't make the rules. So unless something changes and you do decide to bring someone to this wedding, that is where you're sitting.
But, Mom...
I have to go. I'm sorry. Your dad is double parked. I love you.
Judith kisses Rachel's head.
Stop screening my calls. Oh, and eat.
Love you too, Mom.
Rachel swipes on her phone on the sidewalk.
Okay. Find a date for the wedding. Let's see what we got. Too old. Too young. Hot yoga enthusiast likes cold showers. Who are these people?
She enters her sunny sculpture studio with her eyes glued to her phone. She pulls off her coat.
Good morning, Clay.
It is now.
A muscular man appears in a towel.
Who are you?
Rachel, it's me, Clay.
Rachel backs away.
Oh, gosh, is this some sort of prank? You guys are playing on me. Come out, you guys. You got me. It's a new TV show, right?
Clay stares.
Oh, right. So nobody hired a model who looks exactly like my piece. Where is my piece? All right, come out, guys. You got me.
Are you not excited to see me?
Rachel frowns at the amulet.
Well, who gave you that?
You did, with Doris last night.
Clay smiles.
Doris is not here?
Rachel spins around looking for the statue.
Do you think I could... I always put my initials behind... Could I look at just your ear?
Her initials are behind his ear.
Whoa!
How are you real?
I don't know, but I'm glad I am.
Rachel stares open-mouthed.
It worked. Oh my gosh, it worked. It actually worked. I need a...
Coffee?
One stevia, quarter cup of vanilla oat milk, and a light sprinkling of cocoa powder.
That's exactly right. How did you know that?
I've been watching you make coffee every day for over a year.
You've been watching me for over a... Uh-oh.
I know how sore your feet can get walking on this hard concrete all day.
Yeah. Wow. That's the spot, but you... Whoa! Sorry, Miss Becker. Is class about to start?
Class.
Good morning.
Hi, morning. Hi. Class, yes, today for class, I want you to go on a journey of self-discovery in the city.
So you want us all to leave?
I want you to go on a journey of discovery. This is a model that I am interviewing for a future class on the human form.
Looking forward to that class.
So why don't you go soak in the city?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Right.
Yep.
The student waves and leaves.
I'm going crazy. That explains it. Oh, gosh, I should call Doris.
It's already dialing.
Oh, thanks.
Clay hands Rachel her phone.
Doris, hi. Yeah, I'm going to need you to come to my studio right now. Yeah. Oh, and bring clothes.
Clay massages Rachel's shoulders.
Man clothes.
She melts under his touch. Later, Doris and Rachel watch Clay don a Hawaiian shirt and shorts.
Aloha.
I can't believe this is happening.
Oh, it's happening. Hi, Doris.
Yeah.
Let me get this straight. Is he real, real?
I don't know.
I'm hungry. I've never been this hungry before.
Hold on a second here. Would you like some chocolate rugula, Clay?
Doris hands Clay pastries.
Sure.
What do you just walk around with a bag of rugula in your purse?
I told you I like to be prepared for any situation.
Mmm. It's the most amazing thing I've ever had.
Well, it's the only thing you've ever had, but I still take it as a compliment.
This is crazy! What am I gonna do with him?
At least you got a date for the wedding.
What? That is even crazier.
What's so crazy about it? Life is crazy. You made a wish for a perfect man, now he's here for real? Isn't that what you wanted?
Yes.
Oh, I rest my case.
Okay. Okay, say I do take him to my sister's wedding, okay? There's a lot to figure out.
What's there to figure out?
Like, who he is, where he's from, what does he do? What are his hobbies?
Hobbies? That's easy. Just being with you.
Clay flashes a breezy smile as Rachel's face twitches.
Well, you two seem like you're getting along. I guess it's my cue to leave.
No. That's very nice, Clay. But I was thinking something more like fishing.
For you, I'll catch the largest fish in the world. No, 1,000 of them.
I don't think a freezer could hold 1,000 fish.
Okay.
1,000 fish is a lot of fish.
That's right, Doris.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Maybe it's sub-zero.
Get it, Doris. First things first. My mom cannot meet you in that.
Rachel and Clay walk together carrying shopping bags.
I can't get used to hearing you speak.
Oh, I'm sorry. Should I stop talking?
No, it's nice. I like it.
All this shopping made me super hungry. Should we get some more of that arugula?
You know, this is New York City. We can do better than that.
They buy hot dogs.
Thank you. Best dogs in the city.
These aren't made of real dogs, are they?
Trust me.
They take big bites.
Mm-hmm.
David performs under stage lights.
You know what I do miss, though? Being a kid. Because when you're a kid and you quit something you don't like, everybody's all like, "Oh, he's just discovering himself." But when you're an adult and you quit something, it's all, "Hey, David, you're ruining your life." But enough about every family gathering I've ever attended. Thank you so much, everybody. I'm David Cohen. I'll see you next time. Thank you.
David trots off stage and greets Ben at the bar.
David Cohen, everybody. How funny was
that? Dude, that was so funny. It was so funny tonight.
What do you mean? I wasn't funny before? Or?
Huh? No.
I'm kidding. I'm playing.
Okay.
Buddy, I feel good. I feel great. Let's hit the clubs.
Yes.
Let's make this a bachelor party. We even invite Ruth and her sister along.
Yeah, what? No. You don't... You want me to invite my fiancé to the bachelor party? You do know how bachelor parties work, right? This is about Rachel?
No.
Uh-huh.
Maybe.
Mm.
It's... She's sassy, mm-hmm. and she's funny.
Yeah. I'm just saying you don't have a chance.
I'm really glad you're my best friend. I can't imagine what you might say otherwise.
What? No, you are great. I love you. It's her. She's just really, really picky. We're going out.
Sounds awesome.
Let's shake up the night.
Ben frowns at his phone.
So much for shaking.
I gotta go. Ruth wants to rehearse the first dance again.
Have a great time.
Nope.
Okay.
Ben leaves. Rachel and Clay sit on her sofa.
So, we'll say you're saving up for law school. My parents need to think you have a stable future.
A lawyer is someone who argues for a living. I don't have to argue with you, do I? Because I never want to.
No, you never have to argue with me.
Clay smiles with wonder and Rachel smiles back. They take bites of their dessert.
Okay, that's enough for tonight. We'll cover more personal history tomorrow.
I'm tired, but I don't want this night to end.
We've had a big day. Let's get you back to my office. The couch opens up. You can sleep there. I've spent some late nights there making... Well, you. I still can't believe this is happening. It's like a dream.
Clay brushes back a lock of her hair.
You're my dream.
He kisses her tenderly. Her eyes widen. Then she leans into the kiss and touches his face. Clay pulls back.
That was the best kiss of my life.
Yeah. Not too shabby.
Rachel's parents scan the wedding venue.
Did you see Irving? He got sold. Where's Rachel?
Oh, she'll be here soon.
Did she find a date?
What do you think? It's not a good sign when the younger sister gets married first.
Maybe, but in the end, I'm sure Rachel will find someone who deserves her.
Oh. Hello, Mazel Tov!
Well, if it isn't Don Rickles, where's your hoodie?
I dropped it at the dry cleaners to be pressed.
Mazel Tov. Oh. Can't believe it. Hi. I can't believe this day is finally here.
Neither can I.
Hi, Daddy. Hi, David.
Rachel. Wow. You look incredible.
Rachel blanks.
Mom, Dad, David, this is Clay. My date.
Date?
Mazel Tov on the big day. You must be so proud.
Clay pumps their hands.
Hey, oh, wow. Wow, that's quite a grip. You play ball?
Oh, capable of playing all the sports balls. Basket, volley, dodge.
But it's a lot of balls, right?
He's very athletic.
So tell me, how did you two meet?
It's a really cute story.
Here it goes. I took one of Rachel's night classes and noticed her right away, not only because of her beauty, but because of her skill and confidence as a teacher.
Sounds very romantic.
He was having trouble with his vase. Looked more like a plate.
Hey, it's harder than it looks, but she makes it look easy.
And I spent the whole class helping him, and we finally got a shape that you could put flowers in.
Rachel's parents share a glance. David raises a brow.
Oh, right. So, we got it in the oven, and we stayed after class for hours, talking, until it was ready.
The next day, he brought me flowers in that vase.
Blue peonies. Her favorite.
And he asked me out. And the rest is history.
They kiss.
Wow, that's quite a story.
Yeah, you two packed in a lot in the last 48 hours.
Well, I think it's very romantic, and it is a dream come true.
We'll have to reshuffle the seating arrangements, Rachel.
Okay.
Well, hey, you can join me at the kids' table if you want.
It's full. I'm going to make you a special place card, Clay. What's your last name?
Rachel looks around and spots a gold necklace.
Gold.
And a plate of fish.
Fish?
Goldfish?
Sorry, Goldfisher.
Wait. So you have two last names?
Oh, sure. Fisher is his last name, and Gold is his stage name for modeling. Yes, those are his names.
Oh, you're a model.
Of course he is.
But just for now, just to save up some money, Clay is thinking about going to law school.
Rachel's father grins.
I like that.
Well, I'm sure that Ben will be happy to help with those LSATs when the time comes.
What are those?
Well, that's the test you take to get in.
Clay stares.
To law school.
Right.
I know. I was the one testing you.
Yeah. Oh!
Yeah. Funny guy.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Sandy Weinberg. He's in advertising. You two should meet. He's got all kinds of connections.
Sandy, I got the next Fabio right here.
Let me do the talking.
Ooh, let's go and find our seats. Okay. It's very nice to see you again. Oh my goodness, he is such a keeper.
The wedding proceeds.
Hareat.
Hareat.
Mekudeshet Lee.
Mekudeshet Lee.
Isn't this the most beautiful thing you've ever seen?
It sure is.
The rabbi places the glass wrapped in cloth on the ground between Ben and Ruth. They share an excited smile and Ben stomps on the glass. The guests jump to their feet. Ben and Ruth embrace and kiss with big grins on their faces. The DJ presides over the reception.
Congratulations to the happy couple. Come on, everyone give them a hand. So dinner will be served shortly, followed by wedding toast, and then it's horror time.
That toast. Okay, I will be right back. I'm just gonna take one more crack at it.
What should I do?
Eat.
Rachel gestures for Clay to eat. Clay smiles and turns to a server. He sweeps handfuls of canapes from his tray onto the table.
I'm gonna keep going.
Oh,
thank you. Appreciate it.
David sees Rachel leave and follows her. Rachel paces an empty ballroom holding her speech in one hand.
Find that perfect person you can imagine spending the rest of your life with. But Ruth wasn't even halfway through her first date with Ben when she texted me. When she wants something, she goes for it. Zero hesitation. I wish I was more like that, but I...
David stands at a distance and watches. Rachel shakes her head.
Ugh, come on, Rach. You had weeks to finish this. But
I couldn't choose between fish or chicken for this wedding.
What?
I wish I were more like that, but I couldn't even choose between fish or chicken for this wedding. You gotta put some jokes in these speeches. It's important.
I have jokes.
Really? I haven't heard one yet.
There's more to jokes than just words.
Yeah, laughs.
It's more about delivery.
Look, all I'm saying is I'm happy to help you. This is, it's kind of what I do.
Thank you, but I don't need help writing about my sister.
Suit yourself. I hope you enjoy the sound of a single cough and waiters pouring water while you deliver your cut-and-paste speech.
David walks away.
Wait.
David turns back with a coy smile. Rachel smiles with embarrassment.
What was that joke you said? About the fish? Mom, Dad, you two have set the bar for the perfect marriage. And now, Ruth, you really have found your perfect partner. So, Ben, as you are opening your air fryer and monogram tea towels, just remember, the perfect gift is grandchildren. Your new mother-in-law has registered for 3. L'chaim.
The guests raise their glasses and drink. Rachel hugs Ruth and Ben.
Love you.
Love you,
Sissy.
Yes, that was fun.
Behind them, Clay hovers over two servers chowing down on hors d'oeuvres. David meets Rachel at her table.
That was so great. Who's your writer?
Thank you. I hate to admit it, but that might have been the best Sister of the Bride speech I have ever given. So, I feel like I owe you something.
How about a dance?
Oh.
We don't have to.
Have you had the lox with the hummus?
Not even on accident.
Here.
I've already had 3.
You don't have to.
Okay. It was great seeing you both. Rachel, enjoy the rest of the wedding.
David leaves, eating the lox Clay shoved at him. David turns back.
It's great. Of course.
See.
David and Ben watch Rachel slow dance with Clay.
Looks like the picky woman has picked someone.
You gotta let it go.
There's nothing to let go of. We had a moment.
Yeah, but I mean, look at him. Looks like a Greek sculpture, and Judith and Mark love him. You can't compete with that.
Gee, thanks for the pep talk.
Oh, you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, it's fair.
You know, Ruth has a cousin, Barbara.
Babs?
Yeah.
We met, remember?
Oh, yeah. Wow, beggars can't be choosers.
Look, I'm just gonna focus on the comedy. Love is a pointless distraction.
Ben cocks his head.
You know you're at my wedding, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for coming with me. I've been dreading this day for months, and it's turned out to be just...
magical.
Yeah.
Rachel gazes into Clay's eyes.
I don't want this feeling to end.
I don't want this feeling to end.
They beam and Clay whirls Rachel around, then pulls her in close. She wraps her arms around his broad shoulders. Ben stumbles into an apartment with a moving box. Ruth unpacks inside.
Okay, whose idea was it to move to a three-story walk-up?
Yours.
Right, sorry. Yeah. Well, at least the exposed brick's worth getting a hernia over. It is nice.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Hi, thank you so much for helping.
Hey, Sissy.
Oh. Hey, you brought coffees. You're a lifesaver. Thank you.
I'm sorry Clay couldn't make it. I made him an Instagram page, and he's been booking modeling gigs left and right.
He's a model. He doesn't have an Instagram page?
He's an old soul. Doesn't believe in social media.
Huh. That's okay. We found an extra set of hands.
Oh, who?
Your friendly neighborhood Rugula man.
In the house.
I thought you said you were bringing donuts.
Rugula are better than donuts. Glad to see somebody appreciates good food here.
Ruth grimaces. Rachel bites into a Rugulak and frowns.
What is that? Fig and date.
Fig and date?
Mm.
Seriously?
Whatever.
Why not chocolate?
Chocolate's boring. Everybody likes chocolate.
Exactly. It's chocolate. Why not bring something everyone will enjoy?
Well, everyone doesn't have to enjoy everything. That's why they make different flavors. You combine them, like lox and hummus.
I'm sure they're not that bad.
Yeah.
Ben takes a bite and struggles to chew.
Let's go get donuts.
Mm-hmm. Donuts. Sorry.
Ruth and Ben leave Rachel and David alone.
So, where's your boyfriend?
Oh, he's shooting a campaign for a new apparel line, if you must know.
Yeah, I thought he'd be out dipping gefilte fish in peanut butter somewhere.
I better write that one down. You know, it's always stressful testing out new material. It's like, sure, in my head it's funny, but you never know how somebody else is going to react.
Yeah, I can relate to that. Art is the same way. I can make something so personal and have it take so long, only to have someone look at it for 2 seconds and say something like... Ooh, I don't know, an uninspired mishmash of ideas masquerading as art, but really just a lifeless lump of clay.
Well, at least you didn't hang on to that.
Right. Healthy.
You know, I would love to see some of your art.
There's my girl.
Hey. Hey, I didn't think you'd be able to make it.
Yeah. You know, shooting it early, they said it did so well that they didn't need the rest of the day, so I wanted to come help. And brought everyone a little nosh.
La la. Chocolate arugula, my favorite.
Maybe overrated.
Rachel eats Clay's arugula.
Wow. This is the best rucola I've ever had. Where'd you get this?
I made them.
You made these?
Yeah.
How?
Doris showed me.
Clay pulls out a small bag of them.
Oh, and these are for your purse, in case of emergency.
Okay, so this is the part where I leave. I gotta get ready for a show later.
Okay, bye.
Oh, a show? Can we come?
Yeah, you want to come to my stand-up show?
Sure. Plus, that's what friends are for. Plus, I've never been to one.
You never been to a stand-up show?
I've never been to any show.
He's kidding. Clay is like my personal stand-up comedian.
Right. I've been to all the shows.
Clay grins.
All right. I'll see you guys. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
David leaves without a smile.
Round two.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know what Yom Kippur is, it's a day of atonement. It's a day where we starve ourselves and apologize a lot.
Not eating sounds awful.
Oh, it's so you can focus on thinking about your life.
Now, my mom would tell us not to eat too much when we broke the fast so we wouldn't get sick. Then she would make us the biggest meal of our lives. Brisket, kugel, chopped liver, challah, matzo ball soup, and desserts. Plural. Have you ever seen a starving 13-year-old exercise self-control?
My mom did the exact same thing when I was a kid. I miss those meals.
Oh, what did she make you? I'll make you a feast like hers, only bigger.
Okay, let's talk about it later. Okay.
Technology has made it so easy. Now I just hop on social media and I post, whoops, my bad, hashtag Yom Kippur, and call it a day.
Rachel laughs and claps. Clay mimics her.
Okay. You don't have to laugh if you don't think it's funny. Okay.
I guess somebody doesn't get out much.
Clay stands.
Sorry, was pretending to laugh, but I know now I don't have to when it's not funny.
Oh my god.
I can't see you, but I bet I know who this is. Ladies and gentlemen, my friends thank you, and you can apologize to me for this moment next Yom Kippur. I'm David Cohen. Thank you, everybody. That's my time.
David waves and leaves the spotlight.
Let's hear it for David Cohen. Okay.
Hi.
I had no idea that you were actually
funny.
Yeah, that was really funny. It's nice to be pleasantly surprised.
Thank you. I'm assuming I don't have to ask you how you felt about it, Clay.
Well, the seats were comfortable and the drinks are tasty.
Good.
Comedy's just not Clay's thing, I guess. I never noticed that before.
A server delivers a basket of fries.
Ooh. But this is my thing.
Yeah. Clay stuffs fries in his mouth.
He's hungry.
Always.
Okay.
Clay and Rachel walk outside.
So when does your ad campaign come out?
Should be any day now.
Clay points to a billboard.
There it is.
Wow.
Ah, thought it'd be a lot bigger than that.
He's shirtless in jeans.
So it's an ad for...
jeans. That's why I'm not wearing a shirt.
Makes sense.
Rachel smiles and they walk on.
So, did you enjoy yourself tonight?
I enjoyed spending time with you.
But did you have fun?
I had fun watching you laugh. Your laugh is like music to me.
Really? Even when I snort?
Oh, your snort's like beautiful thunder.
You are unreal.
Clay faces her.
Will I see you tomorrow?
Of course. Just make sure to leave my office before the students get there.
Oh, that won't be a problem. There's a pole inside the couch bed that wakes me up good and early.
Oh, gosh, we really do have to find you a better place to stay, huh? Good night.
Good night.
Clay kisses Rachel on the cheek and goes inside. Rachel gazes up at the billboard, smiling.
Wow, he's perfect.
She points it out to passersby.
It's my boyfriend.
David comes home.
Parker?
Yeah?
Parker appears with a suitcase.
What's going on?
David, the most amazing thing happened to me.
You got into Yale?
Better.
Harvard?
I got into a band. Well, more of like a combo, but they're super talented, and I'm going on tour with them.
Isn't that awesome?
What about law school?
I'm not going.
I already talked to my mom. I'm gonna follow my dreams just like you, only younger.
That's nice.
Hey, thank you, Uncle David, for letting me stay here and for helping me and for always inspiring me. I won't forget you when I'm the biggest thing to happen to the jazz flute.
All right.
Parker hugs David, then puts on sunglasses.
Stay cool.
It's dark outside.
I know.
Parker leaves.
Oh, boy.
David checks his phone. A post from Rachel says, "Help, need to rent a room." David frowns and glances to Parker's room. Clay looks in awe.
Wow. Yeah, the room is ready to be moved into anytime. Rent's due on the 5th, and I like people to recycle. Let's see, what else? Ooh, no musical instruments. It's a building policy. I'll take it.
Really? This is the first one we've seen.
Why would I want to live with a stranger when I can live with my best friend, David?
Best friend?
I don't know if we're there yet.
Settled in.
Okay.
Gonna put this right here so you are the first thing I see when I wake up in the morning, the last thing I see when I go to bed.
That's very sweet.
David sees Clay kiss Rachel on the bed and winces.
This looks great, doesn't it?
Yeah. Got a great view.
Oh, I know. Can't believe it's mine.
Rachel enters her sculpting studio in the morning light. Waiting for her on her desk is a plate of meringues with a note that says, "Something sweet for my sweetie." She takes a bite of one and smiles. She picks up and looks over her application for the Center for Contemporary Art and Design Grand Prize. She dusts off her hands and types on her laptop. A photo of Clay in his jeans advertisement pops up. He sits in a relaxed pose, his pecs and abs standing out on his chiseled torso, his big hands resting on his lap. Rachel twists her lips to one side and takes another bite of meringue. Rachel enters Clay and David's kitchen. It's a war zone of bowls, flour, and eggshells.
Hey, come on in.
Hi, oh my. What happened here?
Julia Child happened.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yes. I hope you enjoyed those cookies.
Well, I am so sorry. Okay, let me help you clean up.
No, you don't have to
do that. Please, I insist. Wow, where is Clay?
He got called in for some top secret ad campaign.
Hmm. Top secret?
Well, there certainly weren't any secrets on his last one.
Rachel smiles with her eyes closed.
Oh, adorable.
Rachel chucks an eggshell at David. David carries cups of coffee to the sofa.
I would stand outside that office building for a few minutes every day, just hoping that I didn't have to go inside. You know, the place was so joyless, so serious. It's not who I am. You know, I didn't know what it was, but the first time I tried an open mic, I knew. I put in my notice the following week. It was the best day of my life.
How did your family react?
They were totally cool with it. They loved it, you know? No problem.
Really?
No, not even a little bit. You know, at some point, you just have to stop thinking about pleasing your parents and you have to focus on what you want.
I thought you were Jewish.
David grins and hangs his head.
What about you? Are your parents thrilled that you chose the stable and lucrative world of art?
Yeah, that was a tough sell. But I was a lot more sure of myself back then. They insisted that I at least get a degree in it so I could teach if I didn't make it. Turns out they were right.
I don't think they were.
You haven't seen my work yet.
There's this really famous painting in my dentist's office. It's like just a bunch of colored lines. The original version is worth millions of dollars. It seriously looks like a child drew it.
What's your point?
Doesn't matter if it's terrible. It's all subjective. And if it makes you happy, you have to keep trying. Also, I bet you're pretty good.
Rachel taps her finger on her coffee mug. Clay comes in.
You cleaned up. I was going to do that when I got back. Thank you.
What's in the envelope?
Right. Good news.
Clay sits between them.
Oh, I was so excited. I asked if I could show you proofs from the shoot.
Oh.
Clay pulls a sheet of photos from the envelope.
Oh.
So you're modeling shirts.
Which is why he's not wearing pants.
Exactly. I knew you'd get it.
Rachel meets Doris in her apartment.
Thanks for coming.
Oh, no problem. Sounded like this called for a fresh box, so.
I have never had anyone treat me so well before in my life.
Yeah?
It's like I can't do anything wrong. Clay loves everything about me. I still can't believe this is real.
This sounds like a romantic fairy tale. Why do I get the feeling there's a butt coming?
But. I can't seem to stop thinking about David.
The comedian?
I don't know what it is. He's blunt and sarcastic, and he doesn't care if he annoys me. He's the complete opposite of Clay. But I like talking to him. He makes me laugh.
Makes you laugh? You want to laugh? Watch Seinfeld. Listen to me, I've been around. You want to find men who annoy you? They're everywhere. Take a walk down Fifth Avenue. Throw a rock, you could hit a dozen. But men like Clay, they don't come along too often, if at all. He's perfect. Remember, you wished him alive? And I don't think he would continue to exist if he no longer was serving his purpose.
Wait, so if we're not together anymore, then he goes back to being a...
Exactly. Listen, golems were made for a reason. You take that reason away, that golem is going to go away.
Doris nods knowingly. Rachel swigs her wine and sits back.
So, to Rachel and Clay, the happy couple.
L'chaim, l'chaim.
Thank you both.
Rachel turns to Clay.
I can't remember life before you.
I don't remember life before you.
Oh, that was so sweet.
That's how I feel about my little schmoopy.
Oh, Mark, not here. But we do have a couple of good ones, don't we?
We sure do. Oh, excuse me. Oh, that is my school. I will be right back.
Rachel leaves the table.
So, Clay, how's it going with the application?
Actually, I'm thinking about going to chef school.
Chef school? I think he means culinary school.
Culinary school? What happened to law school?
I really like cooking. It's become my passion.
Well, that's great. Rachel's been raving about your food.
Yeah, passion is very nice, but duck confit does not pay the rent.
I thought being a chef was a good job.
Maybe if you're on TV, but working in the restaurant is brutal. I mean, there are long hours. You're on your feet all day sweating.
Mark, is this true?
In the beginning, sure, but you get out of it what you put into it.
Okay. Cooking is a very nice hobby. Mark loves to make a good brisket, but we would never have been able to put our girls through college, Ivy League schools. You have to think about your future. Isn't that right, Mark?
I don't know what to tell you. Just follow your heart. The money will come. I'm sure you'll make the right choice. I know I did.
Rachel returns. Clay stares with a furrowed brow.
What did I miss?
Nothing.
Okay, I'm gonna go pay the bill.
Okay.
Two entrees, that boy can eat, hmm?
Come on.
Thank you, Daddy.
You're welcome.
Oh, Clay. You are a very good boy. And I happen to know you love my daughter very much.
Oh, I love Rachel more than anything in this world.
Yeah, we all love Rachel very, very much. Show you this.
Judith hands Clay a ring.
This was my great-grandmother's ring, and Rachel's always loved it.
Well, you should give it to her then.
No, that's for you to give to her when you propose.
Propose what?
Oi, marriage. Do you want to stay with Rachel forever?
It's the only thing I want.
Well, then you need to get serious. So you need to show us that you can take good care of her, and I will give you the ring.
I'll do whatever it takes.
Judith snaps the ring box closed and takes it.
You're a mensch.
She squeezes Clay's chin. Rachel teaches sculpting.
Welcome, everyone, to our 4-week introductory class.
David's there.
I hope you are all ready to get messy. Yeah. What are you doing here?
Well, you came to check out my work, so I thought I'd come check out yours. Is that a problem?
Nope.
Oh, careful. Watch your step.
Rachel awkwardly bumps into a table.
As Michelangelo once said, within every block of stone, there is a statue, and it is the task of the sculptor to discover it. So, what do you see when you look at this ball of clay?
Like maybe a dish from my remote? It's got to be pretty big. I've got a lot of remotes.
Great. Okay. But it's clay, so the possibilities are endless. Let's try and dig deeper, find a bit more meaning. How about you? What do you see?
Maybe a ball for my fruit.
Healthy. Great. Love that for you. Okay. And you, what do you see?
I don't know. Dog, maybe?
Okay. Tell us why.
Well, I always wanted a dog. And as luck would have it, I am extremely allergic, so I was never allowed to have one.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and, you know, I just thought it would be
cool to have like a make-believe dog. Is that silly?
No. No, that is... It's very sweet.
David smiles.
Okay. Let's get started. Okay. What do you say? First things first. Wedging. Take your ball of clay.
They slam clay on the tables.
Okay. Get out all those air bubbles. That's right.
The students work on lumpy trays and bowls.
Great. No cracks. That's holding up nicely. Well done. Okay, what's going on over here?
It won't stay. Do I need it? Heads are overrated anyway.
Here, let me help you. Do you mind if I...
No, go ahead.
Okay. You need to score the bottom.
Okay.
If it's too perfect, it won't stick.
Rachel squeezes and shapes David's little dog made out of clay. David watches with a softening gaze as Rachel wets her hands and smooths the dog's face and ears. Rachel uses a sharp wooden tool to form the dog's eye and nose details. It has transformed from a crumbling lump into a cute, realistic wiener dog. The other students have gone and their tables are cleaned. David and Rachel remain, putting finishing touches on the dog.
Wow! It looks so real!
Rachel smiles at her handiwork.
Yeah.
She looks around.
Where is everybody?
Class ended like an hour ago.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh no, I was in the zone.
Yeah, I could tell.
What am I doing? I can't be finishing your piece for you. I'm supposed to be teaching you.
Believe me, if I did it, would look a lot more like a potato than a dog. At least this one, I could pretend it's real. And you know what? I'm going to name it Rugula. I had no idea how good you were. It's really inspirational to watch you do your thing.
Rachel smiles.
Thanks.
David nods.
Here, come with me.
Rachel shows David her shelves of gallery-quality sculpture pieces.
This is amazing. What are you doing teaching? You should have your own exhibit.
I tried that, remember?
You got one bad review.
More than one. Once you put it out there, everyone's got an opinion.
Who cares about their opinions?
I do. I care about what people think. Don't you?
No. No, if I cared what people think, I would still be a lawyer hating every minute of it. What's this?
He finds the application.
Oh.
Rachel grabs for it.
Center for Contemporary Art and Design. Looks like somebody was thinking about putting themselves out there.
I haven't submitted anything. My piece got unsubmittable.
So make another one.
Why bother? I really like teaching.
You like hiding.
What?
You're scared. I get it. Hey, being vulnerable is terrifying. I get scared every time I get on a stage.
No, you don't.
I do. Really, but it is the good type of scare, the kind you grow from.
You know what, David? Talk to me when there's more than just friends in your audience. Talk to me when there's an actual critic tearing your work apart.
David frowns and swallows. Rachel looks down.
At least I'm trying.
David turns and leaves Rachel sitting in the studio. She shakes her head and crumples the application. She chucks it in the trash and pounds her fist on a tabletop. She leans on her elbows and clasps her hands, pressing her eyes closed. Clay digs into a tray of sushi. He sits on the sofa reading a thick book. David comes in.
Oh, David, you made some sushi. We're out of soy sauce, so I had to make it from scratch. It's actually pretty easy.
I'm not in the mood tonight, dude.
What's wrong?
It's just... women.
Did women do something to you?
No, I don't understand them.
All right, they think they have it all figured out, and I'm the crazy one for chasing my dreams. But they're the ones who were unhappy in their stable, perfect lives.
All women are like that?
No, just some. Someone I like, unfortunately.
David turns away.
Oh, should find someone like Rachel.
Clay smiles to himself.
She's perfect.
Nobody's perfect. Even Rachel has flaws. Stubbornness, for starters.
Objection! Slander!
What?
You're out of bounds. Rachel is perfect. She has zero flaws.
Why are you talking like that? Anyway, it's not a bad thing to have flaws. We all have flaws.
Not Rachel.
Okay, fine. Rachel's perfect. Everything she does is magic. You happy?
Clay nods dubiously.
All out.
Clay sinks back on the sofa.
What are you doing with my old LSAT book?
Oh. Rachel's parents want me to become a lawyer so I can be worthy of her.
Seriously? What about culinary school?
Well, I can still cook as a hobby.
Is that what you want? You want to change who you are for her?
All I want is Rachel.
David blanks.
Let me know if you need any help with the book.
Oh, thanks, but I already took the practice test and got a perfect score.
Of course you did.
Hey.
Clay offers the sushi.
Sorry for my outburst. Have a sushi.
I'm not much of a sushi guy, but
David eats a roll.
Is there anything you don't do perfectly?
He said I was hiding. That I was scared. How dare he? If I wanted to submit something, I would have done it. I didn't ask for his opinion.
What's Clay's opinion?
He doesn't have one.
Why not?
Because we don't talk about that kind of stuff.
And why is that?
When we're together, everything is so perfect, so easy. I don't want to ruin it by talking about a bunch of stuff that doesn't even matter.
If it doesn't even matter, how come you're still talking about it?
Rachel eyes Doris.
What were you, a therapist? Bartender?
Yes.
Rachel rolls her eyes. Morning. Clay brings Rachel coffee at the studio.
I'll come take a look, but I'm guessing air bubbles.
There's my sweetie.
Rachel smiles.
Dollar for your thoughts?
It's a penny for your thoughts.
Oh, your thoughts are worth 100 times anyone else's?
Rachel looks down.
What's wrong?
There's this art contest I've been thinking about submitting to. It's a really big prize. But I've been staring at that application for months and haven't done anything. Now the deadline's coming up. And all I feel when I think about it is scared. So scared it makes me sick.
Then don't do it.
Really?
Nothing should make you feel that way. I mean, that's how we feel when something's wrong. So submitting must be wrong, right?
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. I suppose I should stop worrying about it then.
Why worry about something that makes you feel bad? You should feel great. Because you are great.
Thank you. That's just what I thought you'd say.
Oh, gotta get going. Got a big sock campaign.
Clay gives her a peck on the cheek and leaves. Rachel's smile slowly fades. In her studio, Rachel goes to work on a lump of clay. She slaps, pounds, and kneads it on the table, wearing an apron with her hair tied back in a bandana. She forms the clay into a sphere and spritzes it with water. She uses her thumbs to dig eye holes and features, then a tool to shape the lines of hair. A girl's head takes shape with blank clay eyes staring out. Clay sits at home watching a cooking video and reading the LSAT book.
That's how you separate the yolk.
He frowns at his criminal law notes.
Very often, restaurants use recipes that are simple. The simple ingredients like...
Privacy violations have 2 tablespoons of butter.
Hey, great set tonight.
Thanks. I'm glad the new material's working.
Yeah. So listen, we're having a showcase next month for Laugh Fest. I think you should be on it.
Seriously? You think I'm ready?
Yeah, I think you should give it a shot. Just make it the best 5-minute set of your life. And don't mess it up.
No, I won't. Hey, I won't. Thank you.
The club owner pats David on the arm.
Hi.
A woman approaches the bar and smiles at David.
Hey, I'm celebrating some really good news. Would you join me for a drink? I heard it's bad luck to toast alone.
Sure.
Rachel walks around an oversized sculpture of a girl. She takes photos of the sculpture with her phone. She stands over the application and picks up a pen. She writes her name on top. Daytime, Rachel walks among her sculpting students.
So fun, Victoria. Keep that clay wet, okay?
She pauses, leaning on David's empty table. She pulls at her phone and looks at his social media profile. She taps on the most recent photo and sees David smiling in the bar with the woman he just met. Rachel rolls her eyes and pockets her phone. Nighttime, Rachel and Clay recline on the sofa while he watches a baking video. David enters.
Now tuck the excess beautiful pie dough into the pan, carefully around the edges. Once all the edges are tucked in...
Hey, David, how was your date?
Great. Amazing, actually. She's a special lady, very easygoing.
Sounds like a great fit for you.
Yeah, I just need somebody I could just get along with. Somebody that's not so critical, you know?
Oh, I do know.
Well, I'm glad both of us have found people we get along with completely.
I completely agree.
You want to join us? It's pie week.
No, I'm gonna go work on my set. I don't want to mess up this showcase.
Showcase? What showcase?
Yeah, it's just a little comedy festival.
But I thought you said it could launch your career.
Wait, is this Laugh Fest?
Yeah.
You told me about this festival. That's a huge deal. How come you didn't tell me you were auditioning?
Well, I didn't want to psych myself out. You know, I feel ready, but it's my first time auditioning. And I know comedians who've tried out for years and still haven't got in.
You'll get in.
We'll see. And you can't win if you don't put yourself out there, right? Good night.
Hey, David. Banana pancakes tomorrow for breakfast?
With syrup.
Homemade.
Perfect.
You got it. I can't wait for tomorrow. Jeez.
No. Don't take the pie out yet. It's not done. It's a soggy bottom waiting to happen.
Clay frowns and shakes his head with his eyes on the video. Rachel's gaze lingers after David. She frowns. Daytime, Rachel checks her laptop and the Modern Art Show website shows her application as received and under review. She refreshes the page until finally it reads, "Congratulations, your work has been selected to appear in the New Artist Showcase." She gasps. A grin grows on her face. Later, her family pops a champagne bottle.
Center for Contemporary Art and Design. I mean, what an honor.
When you're a big shot, remember who brought you your first tube of Silly Putty. Huh?
All right. I can't even believe I got in. I submitted so last minute.
Yeah, well, Clay, I think you had something to do with igniting Rachel's passion again.
Actually, it was David.
David?
The comedian?
Huh. What a great guy.
We've actually become pretty good friends over the past few months.
The plot thickens.
It practically congeals.
Rachel frowns at Doris.
To Rachel.
Yes,
to Rachel.
L'chaim, yay.
It doesn't come in a box.
It's stuff. I want you to know that.
That's the good stuff.
Yeah, sure. I got a whole case downstairs. We're going to have to be
careful.
Yeah. I'm going to go make a quick phone call. Be right back.
Sure. Yeah,
excellent. Wow.
Thank you for meeting me between sets. I am trying to get in as much practice as I can for this showcase.
Of course. So, what do you get if you win the showcase?
Well, you get to perform at the comedy festival, which can lead to more professional gigs, you know, touring, colleges, even TV spots.
And that's guaranteed if you go to this festival?
No, but it's great exposure. A lot of the greats' careers started at Laugh Fest.
What's it pay?
Nothing.
David's date frowns and turns away. Rachel sits on her bed and makes a call. David answers.
Hey. Hi. How's it going?
Hey. Really great, actually. So that art contest, I actually submitted, and I got in.
Wow. That's amazing.
I'm
Congratulations.
Thank you. I mean it. I don't think I would have done it if you hadn't so annoyingly pushed me to.
So I just wanted to say
thank you for believing in me.
Yeah, well, you're
easy to believe in.
The other reason I'm calling is because I just found out the art exhibit is the same night as your show.
Oh, so you won't be able to,
be there. Yeah.
David cringes silently.
Yeah, it's cool. It's no big deal. You know what? I'm sorry for not being there for your big night.
Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Rachel nods and hangs up. The waiter brings David two plates.
Oh, here, you can put them both here.
The waiter slides the former date's salad in front of David. Rachel glances out towards her, celebrating friends and family. Doris watches through a gap in the door as Rachel makes another call. Judith shows Clay the ring.
There it is.
You could do it at the exhibit. It will be so romantic.
Do you think she'll be happy?
Are you kidding me? With a face like that, you've got a perfect score on your LSATs and you can cook? It was like you're made for her.
I was.
Clay takes the ring with a grin. Doris's face falls and her eyes widen. Clay watches David practice.
Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day of atonement.
Are you nervous?
Nervous? Why would I be nervous? It's only the biggest night of my career.
We starve ourselves and apologize a lot. Come on! This is my favorite shirt. This is a bad sign.
I've never seen you this nervous before.
Why would I be nervous? It's just the opportunity of a lifetime.
But you got in. Your work is in the museum. That's enough.
You know, it doesn't matter. Because people are always going to criticize your work once it's out there.
Yeah, but you got into the showcase. Doesn't that mean you're already good enough?
There's so much that's beyond my control. Like, the scout could have a bad day. I could remind them of somebody they hate. There could be a heckler. Everything needs to be perfect. And half my invites aren't even coming anymore.
I'm sorry, I can't be two places at once.
Rachel checks her phone.
I wish David could have made it. He's the one that encouraged me to put myself out there again.
Look, don't worry about it. She's your girlfriend. You should be there to support her.
I'm hoping she'd be more than my girlfriend after tonight.
What do you mean?
Give this a peek.
Clay shows David the ring.
You still have feelings for David.
I don't know why.
Well, love doesn't always have an explanation. It just happens. I'm sorry if I made you feel like you shouldn't be following your heart.
Anyway, it doesn't matter because David is seeing someone and I have the most perfect man in the world who I know loves me. And I would be crazy to mess that up.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful ring. Do you think she'll say yes?
I think she'd be crazy not to.
Clay grins and pockets the ring. He throws his arms around David in a crushing bear hug.
I am so excited! All right.
At the art show, patrons mingle among small tables under low lighting. Parker plays flute with a jazz combo. Rachel's sculpture stands nearby, a white rendition of a young girl in a ponytail and overalls holding up a doll of a man. Rachel and the director look up at the statue.
The level of detail is truly remarkable. What inspired you to create this piece?
Well, I was remembering a time when I knew exactly who I was and what I wanted. No second guessing myself or wondering if I was making the right choices. I miss that girl.
Don't we all? Well, I think you have a bright future ahead of you. I'd love to see more of what you can do.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, hi.
Congrats. This is amazing. Is she also going to wake up?
Rachel smiles awkwardly.
This is Clay, my boyfriend. He's always kidding around.
Pleasure. Idea. If she does wake up, let's adopt her name of Clachel.
Oh, look, my parents are here. Why don't you go say hi to them?
All right.
Clay leaves.
He looks very familiar. Is that the jeans guy?
It is.
Mazel tov.
The director flicks her eyebrows up.
I am so sorry. Who are you?
I'm Rachel's cool neighbor and close personal friend. I am Doris.
Doris, Doris, hi. It's nice to meet you. Shouldn't you be at Rachel's exhibit?
Yeah, hold your horses. I'm heading there. I just thought that maybe you'd want to join me.
No, I can't. I have a show in a few minutes. I need to get going.
Listen to me, David. I think you want to be there.
Honestly, I don't. Okay, Clay is going to pop the question. I really don't need to be there to watch that happen.
You want to be there because you love her.
What? No, No. She's with Clay. Clay's a great guy.
Look, this may be your last chance. Just go there. Tell her how you feel.
Hey, you're up, man. You going up or what?
The art show director stands at a podium.
Thank you all for being here tonight to celebrate New York's brightest new stars. These bold new voices reimagine the human condition and represent the future of art itself.
Rachel stands with her parents in the audience.
And it gives me great pleasure to announce our contest winner, Rachel Becker.
Rachel stands there stunned as her family beams. She makes her way to the podium and smiles. She wears a dark floral dress.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. This is really such an honor. My work has always been so personal to me, so it's really a joy to discover that this piece resonates with so many others. I'm very humbled to be...
The lights turn blue.
What's going on?
Clay joins her on stage.
Hopefully you can make two dreams come true tonight.
I'm sorry. Clay, what are you doing?
Clay gets down on one knee.
Oh.
Rachel, you've made me come alive. To me, you're absolutely perfect.
Go, go, go.
All I want to do with my life is make you happy. All I need to be happy is you.
Doris drags David in. Clay opens the ring box and smiles up at Rachel. Rachel looks out at the crowd.
David?
No, it's Clay.
What are you doing here?
I came to see you.
David holds flowers.
But your show?
It can wait. This is more important. Rachel, I'm still down here. Will you marry me? I'm in love with you.
Rachel stares open-mouthed at David. Her family gasps. Parker salutes his flute. Clay stands and frowns at David.
You're what?
David shrugs.
You love Rachel? Yes. And I'm sorry to do this to you because you've kind of become my best friend, but if I don't take my shot, I'm always going to wonder if what she and I had was real.
Clay's brow furrows. David turns to Rachel.
Rachel, I don't think you're perfect. I think you're stubborn and picky, and you care way too much about what other people think.
Thanks, David.
But I'm not perfect either. I'm not gonna agree with everything you say. I'm gonna challenge you.
That sounds terrible.
And I'm gonna keep pushing you to do the things that scare you, and I'll be right there beside you, scared out of my mind, but the good kind of scared, the kind you grow from. I wanna grow together.
Do you remember what you said about your perfect man? Someone who accepts everything about you, who supports you unconditionally. I would never fight with you or try to change you. I would sacrifice everything for your happiness. Because that's all that matters.
Rachel, honey, what is there to think about?
There's a lot to think about, Mom. Everything I thought I wanted was... This is just so far from how I pictured it.
Honey, this is your perfect man. Your perfect relationship, like me and Daddy. Isn't that what you always wanted?
Our relationship isn't perfect.
I knew it!
This is the most exciting exhibit we've ever had.
What are you doing?
I love you, Judas, and I always will, but our kids are all grown up now, and I can't continue pretending that our marriage never had any bumps. We just never let you kids see any of our real fights, and now I wonder if that was the right thing to do, because it gave you an unrealistic expectation of what relationships are.
Mom? Is this true?
Oh, girls, I am sorry. My parents fought a lot, and all I wanted was for you to see what a good relationship could look like.
Mom, people can disagree and still have a good relationship.
Yes, but you deserve someone who is devoted to you, who will sacrifice everything for you.
Your father wanted to be a professional mountain climber.
Clay is giving up culinary school to go to law school for you.
What? And if that isn't love, I don't know what is.
You're going to law school?
I've been accepted to Harvard. For you. For us.
Mom, you are unbelievable. You can't just mold people into what you want them.
Rachel closes and opens her mouth, looking from her family to David to Clay. She takes Clay's hands in hers and steps aside. She smiles up at him.
Clay, you are perfect. You're everything I thought I wanted in a man. But sometimes what we want isn't
always what we need.
I thought I wanted someone who
would never challenge you, who would always do what you wanted.
That isn't
realistic. It's not fair
to either of us. No, I'm sorry.
I'm more sorry. She's even perfect when she's breaking up with him.
I know.
Well, I guess I should take off this amulet then.
No!
But my purpose is to love you.
Then I give you new purpose. To do what makes you happy. To follow your passion and see where it leads you. To love again.
She kisses Clay on the cheek and smiles. The patrons all look around at the thunderous noise.
Oh boy. Hope I never lies.
So I don't have to go to Harvard, I can go to culinary school?
Go be happy.
Clay, I just saw Ian Dimmerman. He owns some of the most shishi restaurants in town, and he's always looking for talent. I'm telling you, he's really connected. And I'll introduce you, but you let me do the talking, okay? Ian, I got the next Bobby Flay right here.
David offers Rachel his wilting bouquet.
I'm sorry they're dead. I was in a rush.
Well, lucky for you, I don't need things to be perfect anymore.
Good. That takes the pressure off of our first kiss.
Well, if you're a bad kisser, I may need to evaluate.
Rachel kisses David.
Public.
Dora screams and encourages the patrons to clap. Rachel's family joins them.
So do
you need to reevaluate? 3, 4.
Parker raises his flute to his lips and plays. Rachel's girl statue towers over the scene as Rachel and David sway in each other's arms. Back in the studio, Rachel looks at her phone and sees a photo of Ruth and Ben with triplets.
I'm perfectly imperfect, and now I know I'm worth it.
David performs on stage at Laugh Set. Clay appears on the cover of NY Dish magazine as Chef of the Year. Doris poses on a bicycle at Burning Man. Rachel's parents smile hiking atop a mountain. Rachel and David kiss on the Brooklyn Bridge. They smile together under a tree. Rachel wears an engagement ring on her finger. Rachel's gaze shifts and she lowers her phone. She uncovers and slices an unformed lump of clay.
I don't like my short legs.
She slams the lump down on her work table.
For all my insecurity, this is me.